you can possibly.
They never did anything to that man. Everything that happened in his association was purely coincidental, other than what he precipitated in that court. He knows he's guilty, and he knows if that comes out, he will not get elected to... Right. All of the above. And so he's trying to find out what will happen down the line. Well, maybe by the time it gets to there, there'll be some settlement effort working out also. Because he is guilty. He knows he's guilty. He knows that he destroyed court evidence. He knows that things in cahoots with Mr. Horn. He knows that he was with Shea and Gould. They moved him from New York to Beverly Hills. He worked very closely with Duke Majan. Shea and Gould owned a large majority of Santa Barbara Savings and Loan. And Shea and Gould, we know of at least $50,000 cash paid to Duke Majan for his, when he was running for governor. And Duke Majan personally appointed Jason Brent to the municipal court out here to cover Savings and Loan problems. He got caught in this one. He got caught up in it. He got trapped in it. But nonetheless, you can see if that gets into court, it is going to unfold a whole bunch. And we've got one sitting in jail in Colorado who knows it all. The reason he's in jail is because he knows all the names to the president and has the records through the RTC. We just need to keep him alive. And that is being worked on right now. And the Institute has helped. And we're not going to apologize for one cent of anything from the Institute that has been put to work on these things. That's what it was for, to get us to the funding stage so that we can start from ground zero. And it's worked, and it's held, and it's sound, and it's solid. And I'm pleased. You have done one hell of a job.
So have you.
Well, but that's expected of me, Wally. And God said, just don't, you know, screw up, son.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, but not nearly as much as when I do. Look, you see honesty back there?
Weird.
That Dara said that you wanted to speak about life crystal and colloidal silver.
Always you have friends amongst you. Your deadliest enemies help you the most. And your friends, who are not even your enemies, fall into the trap. Michael Burke called, and he had helped someone who really wanted some Gondwana. This person, now I want to tell you, this is like saying, now we're going to investigate what happened with the BATF in Waco. We're going to go to the BATF. They've had some of them on, you know. They're very interesting. As they look with those steely dead eyes at you, saying we didn't know what we were doing. And they started their fire themselves with their lanterns and their eight. Anyway, this person, we get crystal life from George Merkel. It is not the same product. The first thing you will find out from George Merkel is not the same product. I told you in the beginning, it's not the same product. However, I also told you, and I mean it, if you could take the two in conjunction, not in the same mouthful, but 8 drops a day is not going to break you, except that you can't seem to get it in less than quarts, which is pretty expensive. They'll last you forever. So the most enhanced way to take Yandriyana would be literally to add it to a regime of crystal life, especially while the Yandriyana is being worked out. It is now, some things are being removed from that original formula to make room for a quadrupling minimum of the Yandriyana itself. Because we're finding that with some of the AIDS patients, they are not bringing their T-cell counts up enough. They need to be hit harder in the initial phases, and then they need more to sustain until the body is completely cleaned. But anyway, Michael was distressed because he did see to it that this person got Yandriyana on these other products. And of course, guess what? He says, now don't believe everything you hear, or you're going to be had. He says he took it right to Mr. Merkel. And Mr. Merkel put it right under that magnifying glass, and he said that it has virus, stale water,
bacteria,
E. coli, you name it, it's got it in there. Well, wouldn't you guess that maybe it would come out that way? On the other hand, I want to tell you that I don't trust that source of information this far. So what have you? Number one, we have a product. Watch for E. coli to be coming back again all over your country. This is not an antibiotic. On the other hand, some of the things that you ones are doing with this stuff, because you cannot leave it alone, you add everything to it. Let's have a little ginkgo, let's have a little whatever you want. Mr. Merkel was right. You don't need one other confounded thing. But it means you've got to stay on it. Because there are other things that you do need. And there are some things that do enhance. And once you get a product line, you're in trouble. And you're going to have everybody who doesn't take it properly. As a matter of fact, one of the AIDS patients did not take it properly. He was told, because you're going to lose a lot of this in the stomach, you need to take it with apple juice. And this person, the side effects that he was already having from the AIDS was giving him a systemic problem already. So more of the Yandriyana is slain. That be as it may. The next thing that is hitting everywhere and is coming back, and what about this? Is cortical silver. I don't care if you want to poison yourself with cortical silver. You use those heavy metals in the treatment before you had antibiotics of things. And this is salt. I'm just going to simplify it right down. It isn't the same as chewing up silver and swallowing it exactly. And I believe that Ed would be able to tell you, and I have to apologize for Dorma, Ed, because you gave her this information, and it's been floating around everywhere, and she never did get it read. And I'm glad, because I kept floating it around. I don't want her confused by facts. It's all right to take it. It's all right to take selenium, which is the most deadly of all of the things that you take. But you need a little tiny, tiny, tiny fragment of it. And in the amounts that they give it to you, it will only slowly kill you. Remember something. They treated syphilis with mercury. They also treated it with gold. And they also treated it with silver. Now, do you need to treat anything with it? That's up to you. You weigh the risk against the gain. Will it enhance the Gyandriana? No. It will kill the Gyandriana. So if you're going to take it with it, you're going to have to up the amount of Gyandriana. It does some other things that may show quicker results. That's up to you. I can't do better than that. I'm not going to bless all of the stuff that comes past. Some of you think that I'll go out and I will take these herbs when all you've done is kill your Gyandriana for the day. You don't need to tamper with it. And you're going to make your stomachs upset. And then you're going to blame, out of all the stuff that you're going to blame the Gyandriana, which is the most harmless little creature that absolutely and totally matches your own cellular structure. But guess what gets blamed? So we have to be careful. And I have to be doubly careful, because whatever I say, I guess, except to Mr. Green, is the truth. I'm not going to tell you anything. You are the miracle. What I suggest is a vitamin. Get a mega if you like. Take some extra C. The only one that thrives on C. Take whatever you want to take for whatever symptoms you're taking it for. Just walk softly, because you may be compromising that which you thought was healing you. This won't hurt you in the amounts that they're suggesting, any more than adding drops of hydrogen peroxide. You don't need as much hydrogen peroxide when you are on Gyandriana, because it creates its own. I don't feel it creates quite enough the way its formula is structured. But it does create enough additional folic acid to kind of off-balance that. So balance it out. And don't get hung up on anything. Some are experiencing fevers. And then, of course, when you get a report back like this, as a matter of fact, the one living with Michael, he's concerned about, because that one is having some fevers. I would have to go and look at that situation myself to analyze why that might be. It is obviously not a flare-up of the disease process that is underway, and you ones would know what that is that know Michael Burke, and the one that does live there where he can tend that person. Fevers can be the best thing that can happen to you. That means your blood system is coming up and you are fighting, and you will, with the heavier doses, you may go through 2 weeks off and on, 3 weeks, maybe even a month of symptoms of crisis. So don't be so quick to say, well, I got sick of it. No, maybe you're getting well of it. It isn't going to hurt you under any circumstances, and I repeat, anybody who says, I broke out in a rash and I did all this, that is a cleansing process. If you just started rubbing aloe vera on your face, you could expect a breakout as the impurities began to leach out. And then it begins to heal. So you can expect some negative results or feelings.
Yeah, I injected that Jenna that the person you're talking about, and definitely she's been sick with Epstein-Barr for years. I mean, if Guy Andriana can do that and help her, he can just about do anything. This woman has been sick for a number of years, so I can't be surprised that she would be blaming it on.
No, don't misunderstand. She that is not.
Oh.
No. Not the same one, but I thank you for adding that.
Yeah, she's been very sick.
No, that is not the same one, but this one is it is the same one that's having the fevers.
Okay.
But it's unnerving, you see, when reports come back that you have a contaminated product. You have a natural product, and it can be contaminated. It is not an antibiotic. It's not like dropping something in alcohol. If it gets contaminated, it's going to be contaminated.
So it's still okay to continue on taking that?
Sure. It's not in there. That's the major thing.
Okay.
You can't spoil this. It'll grow a new membrane. Was there anything else? Where are we to on the tape?
Well, we got about 5 minutes left.
Anything urgent in 5 minutes or less?
I have a question. Two questions, Commander. It's as a result of, and this is sort of cosmic off the wall stuff. During the expo event, I had a conversation with a visitor to our booth, who shall remain nameless. But he claimed to be a former U.S. pilot and NASA astronaut training. And it was during his 77th training session in 3 months that he stumbled on some information. He happened to gain entry to a file which revealed, and this is his story, and that there was a craft or object other than a planet of some 23 million miles wide approaching Earth at a speed of some 58,000 miles per second. And it was drawing its operational energy from the sun. And he was trying to find a way to determine the distance that the craft is from Earth. And apparently it is valid information according to him. And as a result of the information he has, and he has apparently security clearance two levels above the president, so he claimed, he didn't like the cover-up that was happening, and he's now going to write a book and expose NASA.
Top dog, another book.
Here we go.
Exposing NASA.
There was another point that he made. He also made mention of another of his findings, which is to the effect that NASA is building a huge craft in space which will carry the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the appropriate time for the arrival of the elite savior. He said this is going on at this point in time.
Well, believe me, it'll be the elite savior.
Well, that's who it was. It was the elite savior. When they were ready, the savior was going to come down on the clouds, and as predicted in this craft. And they're supposedly building this at this point in time.
Number two is BS. Number one is very valid.
Thank you.
23 million miles.
And it was not a planet that was approaching at that speed. It was a craft.
It's a thing, yeah. Right.
A thing.
Very big thing.
What did
it
do?
Damage. Whatever it is.
What did it do to arrive?
Well, he couldn't determine that because he was missing this one piece of information as to how far out it was, and that's when he got canned because he was trying to get a little more information, because he felt that there was something at we on earth should,
no.
We on the planet should know about, and it wasn't being told to us like a lot of other things.
Well, it goes along with Danny Quayle's, you know, he's going to shoot them out as they come in. You know it's coming. Well, I'm not going to give you the history of your creation again, but it's time, and you're dealing with Herculopus and Wormwood bitterness. It comes around. Doesn't have to hit you. There will be some cataclysmic changes, but you're working on those too.
No problem.
So just hang on to the hand of the man, let me tell you.
Hang on tightly.
There ain't nothing going to save the adversary. Nothing. There is no going to be any salvation ship.
Daryl, would you like to go into the annals of time? say your piece for the disciples' Bible.
Now in a minute or less.
That's a
who we adjourn?
5 seconds.
He was a 5-year-old on the beam.
Then I think we better go.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, if you can. And try to make it, I can. These are things you really need to learn. And we need to get it on tape so that it can be made available. Go in peace. Thank you for coming. Know that I cherish every one of you. And I'm so happy to have my family back.
Yes. Thank you.
Salud.